Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast, the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. Nothing is bigger than this platform, and it is 100% dedicated to you, the manufacturing, the industrial, the professionals that get it done, the companies that get it done. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You innovate. Boy, do you innovate. And you're making my life better, and that's why I am so excited, and you're making the world better. Thank you very much for joining. We've got an incredible interview again, and you're saying to yourself, Scott, my gosh, you always have incredible interviews. Yeah, because manufacturing is incredible. How can I not have interviews that are incredible, not incredible? All right, we're going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Joey Arnold. He's the president of Delta Systems, and we're broadcasting once again, live for me, not live for you, in the Northeast Ohio corridor of incredible manufacturers, wonderful people, great companies. Oh, no, I'm living a dream. I'm telling you, I'm taking tours, if you can believe that. All right, let's get going. Tours. I'm living, really living the how it's made lifestyle right now. I get to take tours of incredible manufacturers making wonderful products that make your life better. I'm telling you, you might not even notice it, but they make your life better. And I am telling you, they are passionate about safety, passionate about providing services and solutions that make our lives easy. That's exactly what it is. Okay. Now, you've heard me talk a ton of times, and we're talking about the necessity to collaborate, the necessity to innovate, the necessity to educate, and the necessity to do it with a sense of speed. Don't worry about making mistakes. And Delta Systems just embodies those principles. So when I went around and I looked around at the facility, of course they have, they collaborate. And they collaborate with big companies. And they provide those products for those big companies. And then they innovate. They never stop innovating. And in the world, and they educate. They're constantly moving people around and they educate. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal organization. Now let's get going. Stop hearing me yammer on and on. All right, Joey, how are you doing?
I'm very excited to be here. It's great to talk to you.
Excited to have you. Because I got to tell you, it's a cool doggone operations out there.
Oh, thanks very much. I've been in manufacturing my whole life. It's what excites me and kind of what I look forward to coming into every day.
Do you have kids?
I do.
Now, do you ever have that conversation about, hey, you know, if you did this way, it'd be more efficient. And then if you sort of remove that step, you just sort of lean manufacturing them to death in their life.
Yeah, my wife constantly points out to me that I do that to her all the time when we work together. And she always says, I'm glad we're married, but I could never work with you.
Yeah, it's funny because I have the same conversation. I tend to be like, this is how you do it. Then you plug it in here. Da, da, da. And then my wife, because she's very creative and very energetic. Mm-hmm. No, man, here, let's stick a bit and put it in a box. We're good to go and ready to roll. Yep. You know, and anyway, it's a lot of fun. Now, for the listeners out there, Joey, give us a little 411 on who you are, where you come from, and why you're such an incredible professional.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I've been a lifelong resident of Northeast Ohio, mm-hmm. grew up in Akron. I've been in manufacturing for about 26 years. Actually, it was a kind of a unique opportunity. When I was in college, I was actually going to school to be a teacher for special education.
Oh.
I took a summer job after I did student teaching with a manufacturing company in Solon. They said if I was interested, they would pay for me to go back to school to get a business or engineering degree. I chose business, and I never left. And spent 2 years running a machine on a shop floor, a chucker machine, making stainless steel parts. Why I went to school, finished my degree, had the opportunity to go back and get a master's degree at Case Western Reserve, and have been in manufacturing ever since.
That is absolutely, now, when you had to make that decision to either be going down the engineering and business route, how come you chose business?
Less math.
I chose business because, well, I hung out with more business people, and yeah, they were a lot of fun. Anyway, well, so what is interesting and what I've noticed, outside of the fact that this company, the floor, the people, everything that's about it is very, one, professional, very clean, very focused, very just an incredible organization, right? And just like anything else with manufacturing as a whole, you know, we just sit there and go, we just move along because we're manufacturing. We do this. And everything is sort of really process-oriented. COVID hits. And then you have to, in a quick way, adjust and maintain some sort of productivity, but be able to adjust to protect employees. How did Delta sort of just go through that process?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, a difficult time. You know, we sat down in a room and we were trying to determine if we were essential or not. We quickly determined, because we produced safety parts for agriculture, that we were. We still decided to take a week and shut down when everything shut down in March and make sure we set up the plant to be as safe as possible. So for our people, you know, we had a discussion as a leadership team. We sat around the table and said, with the benefit of 2020 hindsight, could we look each other in the eyes and say we did everything to protect our people? And when that week was over, we sat around that table and said, we have done everything. We partnered with the Portage County Health Department to do inspections to validate we were doing everything. We were quickly deemed benchmarkable, and they came in and took photos and used it to educate other employers. We've done a lot of education with our people. But at the end of the day, you know, we try to go home every night feeling like we kept our people safe. We took every step possible. You know, and then there's also a pretty big commitment to our customers, because they have to produce also. And, you know, at that time, different parts of the United States were experiencing different levels of shutdowns. And so we were proud to say we've never missed an order. We were able to produce. We've tried to reward our people for stepping up and making those sacrifices. And it's really been a partnership between the people here and the leadership team, as well as our customers.
You brought up an interesting point, outside of the fact that once again, I cannot speak enough about going out on that floor and seeing the various locations within that manufacturing process. And if anybody ever comes over here, rest assured, it's clean. It's professional. I love it. Now, what is fascinating about Delta Systems, outside of it's a real niche of products that you manufacture and lawn equipment and others. But these are small components, some larger, some, you know, various sizes. But how did the sourcing, was Delta impacted by maybe some sourcing challenges? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to get way ahead of it when COVID started first happening, was really try to evaluate our supply chain and where we buy from. And we put in inventory strategies and risk mitigation strategies. Even ourselves built ahead on inventory and reached out to customers and told them about where we were concerned. That's really led us to rethink our supply chain too. You know, anything that we have produced outside of the United States, we're currently evaluating if there's a way to bring that back to Delta and either produce it here ourselves, we're very vertically integrated, or buy it from a domestic supplier. But at the end of the day, that supply chain resiliency and stability is what our customers value in us. We're a very stable, privately held company, and our customers value that they can always count on us.
It's interesting, because I think that you know, we understand all the negative stuff that happened with COVID, and that's an obvious. But I also like to point out the positive stuff that has taken place. So pre-virus, I think we were sort of lazy to a certain extent. We took things for granted. And then COVID hits, things shut down, challenges hit us. And then we go to the local supermarket, and I can't pick up some equipment. And then you realize the importance of a supply chain and the interruptions that we just took it for granted. Now, we are willing to have the conversation to bring back, you know, some of the supply, bring it locally, and then people, your customers, recognize the benefits and the values associated with coming to a stable company. Because once again, we're talking resiliency, right? If I have the luxury of just saying, all right, I'm calling Delta, I need this, and then Delta says, we're on it. That's it. My life is simplified in a world of tremendous chaos in some areas of my business. Have you seen from some of your relationships, your businesses, that your partners that you're with, Are they going through the same process of saying, okay, how do we can become more vertically integrated, or how do we source stateside?
Yeah, we've heard quite a bit about companies investigating how they could source more stateside. They're redoing bid packages. I think they're doing a much better job at looking at total landed cost and factoring a certain percentage for risk, you know, that peace of mind of being able to get the parts. So, yeah, we've been extremely busy on the quoting side for new opportunities, and most of them are a direct result of our customers or other people we haven't dealt with reaching out to say, how could you help us stabilize our supply chain?
What is interesting about that, and one of the motivation to outsource some manufacturing components associated with your business, and you know, let's say it's Asia or wherever it might be, was always cost.
Right.
And then it was always like, no, you can't compete. You can't compete. I mean, I'm lambing it, landed here for whatever 5 cents, and you're making me pay 10 cents. Unacceptable, right? But then with the virus, then all of a sudden my business is shutting down. But I think a big component, and I saw it out there, is technology. Right. And the commitment of you and others within Northeast Ohio, their commitment to technology and leveraging technology from the perspective of efficiency.
Right.
And now all of a sudden that argument of costs becomes to go away, is minimized, because now all of a sudden I'm talking about risk. I'm talking about that ability to be able to get my part.
Yep.
Are you having that conversation in your collaborative discussions with your partners?
Yeah, I mean, we're having them both with our employees and our customers and the people we source from. But technology levels the playing field. Mm. It allows us to compete. It turns it back into a meritocracy, and it allows the allows the people who produce the best quality to win. And it doesn't have to go counter to employment either. You know, what we talk about here is as we automate, it allows us to upskill our employees, to move them from doing the mundane or the dirty or the dangerous to allowing them to work on more technical things. It allows us to train them in different ways. And, you know, if you work in a manufacturing facility, one of the things you value the most is the ability to rotate around and get that variety and different experiences and you know, kind of upskill. And that's something we're really focused on here.
Outside of the technology, you're absolutely right. I think the theme with technology, and some people are concerned about technology taking business and jobs away,
right?
But I'm seeing that not happening.
Right.
You're just elevating the skill set associated with that individual,
yep,
which is very important. Not only are you doing that from a technology perspective and making your process more efficient and being more cost competitive and quality. You guys got high quality. It's just amazing. But I asked the question was, how do you cross train and you just move? I mean, you got a bunch of people out there,
right?
And you guys move them around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they almost demand it. You know, I mean, once we set the precedent that we wanted people to have multiple skill sets and work in different areas, and we try to take the time to describe the value of flexibility. You know, when we're able to scale up and down because we can move our workforce, it makes us that much more efficient, cost effective. We don't have to bring on temporary labor. We don't have to run overtime. All those things help with cost competitiveness, but it also makes them much more valuable as an employee. It ups their skills. It allows them to up their wages. And that's something we're very focused on too. I mean, every day we seem like we at least have one discussion about the fact that we have over 200 families here that depend on us. And if you think about the people that depend on them and then the companies that they buy from, it's just that whole chain that really Northeast Ohio is kind of the bedrock of manufacturing and what that does to the economy. And that's one of the great things I really value about this company is how committed the family ownership is to the workers and maintaining that. So it's been great.
It's funny when we were walking on the floor and yeah, sure, people were busy doing their thing and, you know, when things are swirling around. You've got a tremendous amount of equipment out there. But it was fun walking by and then people wave.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, well, hi, how are you doing? And you can tell that they're very happy. But I like the fact that that individual can go from here, learn this. And so you remove that mundane day-to-day and repetitive task. But then again, you're upgrading their skills because there's a lot of automation in there too, as well. And so there are robots out there. They're moving. I'm telling you, I was just a dazzled like I said, man, I'm living the dream, being able to take those. Now, where do you see sort of this technology focus going with Delta?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to continue to automate and reduce our dependency on some manual functions. We're looking at additive manufacturing. We have the ability to 3D print right now for prototypes. We want to expand that so we can turn things around to customers much quicker.
Interesting. So you'll be leveraging that technology to say, for example, a customer comes in. Hey, Delta, I am thinking about this thing. This is what I was at a restaurant, and I put it on the old napkin right there, and I'm looking to do this. Mm-hmm. And then I can come to you guys, and you go, hey, that looks pretty cool. Let us sit down with our design team. We'll come up with and then with 3D printing, because it's sort of that ability to be able to produce something that is, this is what it looks like, right, and run it and adjust it. So you're going down that road.
Yeah, we try to get to a minimal viable prototype really quickly. And you know, when I came in this morning, the 3D printer was running in the office. They're printing back covers for a switch they're designing and trying to get a prototype out. But Delta, you know, we always kind of joke, it's an engineering company that happens to have manufacturing, and we have such dedicated core design engineers and manufacturing engineers that work on that, and it's allowed them to showcase their talents because they can produce things so quick from concept to prototype is days now.
It is incredible. Yeah. And the price point, right? It's, yeah, we'll just do it here. Right. That's it. Yeah. Now let's start talking a little bit about talent retention and all that. How does Delta approach the workforce, bringing them in, mm-hmm, and sustaining and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very competitive job market in Northeast Ohio right now, especially at entry-level positions. So we're working hard to make sure we always have a competitive starting wage, but we also kind of focus on the total work environment. We're air-conditioned. We treat our people right. We have benefits like we pay for education if they want to go to school. We have a couple people getting their degrees now, a couple people in master's degree programs. So we try to put that competitive package together. But a lot of what we talk to them about when we walk around is the ability to start somewhere, progress, gain skills, move from, you know, a laborer to an assembler to a shop leader, supervision. Most of our leadership on the shop floor is all homegrown. So it's kind of a nice story, and it gives people a career path. So we're really focused on kind of creating that total environment, but also showcasing kind of the technical side of it too. And then, you know, and hopefully they're able to leverage those skills and talents for the rest of their life.
So why is Northeast Ohio... I've tootled around and I've had the fortunate opportunity to work with Team Neo. Why is Northeast Ohio just so important to Delta and many around?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I've probably, like you, I've traveled all over the world, and mm-hmm, Northeast Ohio is just different. I mean, it's such a can-do, fight-through-it attitude. And it, you know, but why we have that attitude, it's the most pleasant group of people I think I've ever come across when you travel.
Yeah.
I think people are just really focused on doing their part in the economy. I think we view manufacturing as a way of life. And, you know, and it's not how people think of it as dirty jobs or mm-mm, unskilled jobs. It's the opposite. And it's one of the few places left in employment, I think, where you can start at any level. And if you're good at it, you have talent and you apply yourself, there's such a progression. And there's jobs at different levels, different skill sets, different levels of technical ability, or you can move into the business side. And then once you're in, people really recognize you for the ability versus kind of what you started with. And that's kind of what I always tell people with my career. I worked hard. I was willing to commit to learn. I wouldn't say no to an opportunity and get education, and it's worked out for me so far. And I think I'm one of thousands of stories like that in Northeast Ohio.
Oh, it's huge. And I've never been a part of witnessed a community,
right,
that celebrates manufacturing. Yeah. And so my wife and I were staying in Cleveland, and it's interesting to see how Cleveland just sort of takes the industrial and manufacturing base, pulls it in, right, slaps some lights on it. Now all of a sudden it's pretty cool. And I'm going, wow, they just sort of pull it on in. And now that whole manufacturing infrastructure is chic.
Right.
So I'm at a restaurant last night and I'm overlooking a salt mine, which then overlooks the lake. And I'm thinking, that's pretty doggone cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's not bad. And everybody's like, yeah, it's pretty doggone cool. Well, we're going to have to wrap it up just a little bit here, but here's the thing I want to talk about real quick. Are you active out there on LinkedIn?
I am.
So if I came out and I said, all right, Joey, I'm going to be reaching out to you. You're going to say, all right, Scott, yeah, I'm going to reach out. Because I think that people have to get to know you, mm-hmm. right? And not just that, Delta Systems, not just that, Northeast Ohio,
right.
and the manufacturing component associated with that. I think that would be great if you could do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, listeners out there, here's the deal. You got to reach out to Joey and the rest of the Delta Systems family if you are interested in knowing more about what they do, because it's cool stuff. I mean, I learned a lot. It's
happy to have you.
Jeez. I want your hair. All right. Listeners out there, we're going to be wrapping it up on the other side. We're going to provide all of the contact information that Joey has to offer. We're going to be shamelessly pushing that out because that's what we're all about. And you need to know more about Delta Systems. You need to know about Northeast Ohio. You need to know about Joey because he's pretty passionate about what he does. So stay tuned. Do not go away because we will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast, a platform that is dedicated to the industrial and manufacturing professionals because you make my life better and you make lives better around the world. And that's why we celebrate you on this podcast. Joey Arnold is his name. Delta Systems, Inc. is the company. Great team doing wonderful things in Northeast Ohio. And I truly appreciate the opportunity to be able to interview Joey as well as take a tour of that fine facility. I'm telling you, you get up in that area and you ask Joey if you could take a tour, you will not be disappointed. Great facility with great people. Also, a shout out to Team Neil for just their kindness in bringing me in, bringing the Industrial Talk in and interviewing the wonderful manufacturers around Northeast Ohio. It was absolutely living the dream. I really enjoyed it and really enjoyed the people and what they're doing. That is a location within the country that truly understands the benefits and value of collaboration, the benefits and value of innovation, and the benefits and value of education. They don't stop. They are absolutely amazing. And that location, and a bright future up there, I'll tell you that right now. You need to get involved with the heroes of manufacturing, and you're saying to yourself, Scott, how do I do that? Go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com. Simple. And you can nominate somebody there. You can also just get involved because we would love to hear from you. But we're here to celebrate the heroes of manufacturing, the women and men that just make our life better, that they're unsung people. So I highly, highly encourage you to definitely get out there and nominate. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Now, I'm going to challenge you. Because I'm always talking about be bold, be brave, dare greatly, and you're going to change the world. You innovate, you're changing the world, right? Hang out with people that are bold. Hang out with people that are brave, and hang out with people that dare greatly. You will not be disappointed, and your whole outlook on life will change and be radically transformed because those people are the people you want to hang out with. They call Northeast Ohio probably home. All right. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're going to have another incredible interview coming right around the corner. So take care.